Hello, and welcome to episode 90 of the KIT English Podcast. My name is Casey. Thank you for joining me today. And today my guest is Ryusei. Hello, Ryusei.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Thanks for coming. Let's see. First, what is your major at KIT?
Yes. I'm third year student of Management Information Department.
Okay.
So my major is Industrial Engineering.
All right. And where are you from?
I'm from Nonoichi.
From Nonoichi, so you're local boy.
Yes, nearby Kodai.
Yeah. All right. And what's your hobby?
My hobby is driving.
Oh, okay.
Yes, with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So last month, I went to Gifu Prefecture with my friends.
Okay.
So it took four hours.
Okay.
On one way.
One way? Wow. One way. Did you use the Super Lindo over Haksan?
Yes.
Wow. Was it beautiful?
Yes, very beautiful.
Nice. All right. Today, you are going to tell us about a project you are involved in. And what is the name of your project?
Design for the Community.
Okay, Design for the Community. And what is the goal of your project?
So our goal is to make a good circumstance to live in Nonoichi for foreigners.
Okay. How long have you been a member?
2 years.
2 years, okay. I know, I think the first project for Design for Community was they made a pamphlet about the trash, about the Gomi Station.
Garbage, yes.
Yeah. And what projects have you done as a member?
Yes, last year I made an application for foreigners to help visiting hospital.
Hospital, okay.
Yes.
So smartphone application. And what project are you working on now?
We making a pamphlet, short version pamphlet for disaster prevention.
Okay.
Yes. The Nonoichi City published the Japanese version for the disaster prevention.
Mm-hmm.
It's around maybe 40 pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long version.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all Japanese.
Yes. Actually, the Nonoichi City started the project to translate the Japanese version, so we don't need to translate this pamphlet.
Yeah.
So we suggested to make a short version of this pamphlet.
Yeah.
So we considered which contents will be included and how can we tell the process of the escape from disaster.
Yeah. If there's a hurricane or a typhoon or earthquake or something like that.
Yes.
All right. When will you finish this pamphlet?
Our goal is by February.
Oh, okay. So almost finished?
Maybe.
All right. So how many members are there in the Design for Community project?
I don't remember, but around 12 or 30.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. And why were you interested in joining this project?
Yes. So incidentally, I admitted into the junior class from Kanazawa Technical College.
Oh, okay.
So I did the graduate study at KIT 5 years.
Okay.
So then I made the application for the foreigners.
Ah,
so
I see.
Then Kiyomi sensei invited me this project.
Okay.
So then I interested in this project.
Okay. And have you been able to interact and talk to many foreigners through this project? Oh, really?
Yes, I do. I did so because I did many interview to foreigners, and for example, KTC English teacher or also KIT English teacher, and I did interview for the Japanese class learners at Nonoichi City Hall.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there are Chinese and American and some people came from Africa.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are there many foreigners in Nonoichi?
I think.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yes.
All right. So, what have you learned from this project?
So, this project gave me the knowledge how to find a program from foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I can't be talk with foreigners comfortably.
Okay.
Yes, there are a big big growth for me because before I joined this project, I can't speak very talk a lot.
Yeah.
So this project gave me many opportunity to talk with foreigners.
And more confidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are two English teachers is always teach for us.
Oh, okay.
So
nice.
Very helpful.
Yeah. Sounds good. If someone is interested in this project, who should they talk to?
Kiyomi-sensei. Or any members.
If you can find the members.
Yes, okay. Or me.
Yeah. All right. Yes, Kiyomi-sensei is the queen of the Design for Community project.
That's so right.
All right. Well, Ryusei, thank you so much for coming today. And everyone else, thank you for listening. And we'll be back again soon with another episode. Bye-bye.